Welcome to Highway to Health. I'm Jeremy Quinby. Thanks for tuning in. Hope your 2019 is off to a good start. We're a month in. Had some crazy weather this past month. It's been snowing here in Minneapolis as I do this voiceover. And I feel like I've gotten some of my New Year's resolutions on track. Well, most of them. As you might remember, a few episodes ago, I've been working on improving my sleep, the amount and the quality of sleep. And I think a couple episodes ago, I mentioned the Matthew Walker book, Why We Sleep, which I've been using as one of my sources of guidance. And now I'm using a Fitbit for tracking as well. And I'm not here to promote Fitbit by any means. To be honest, I used to be pretty anti-fitness tech. But my wife got one in the fall, and I became so curious about the sleep tracking part that she ended up buying me one for Christmas. And, you know, tracking steps is one of the parts I've been paying attention to, but really a big part of it for me right now is just improving the amount and quality of sleep I'm getting. And, you know, it's not an exact measure using the Fitbit, but it does kind of get into the different sleep cycles. If you're not familiar with technology, it shows your wakeful periods and then your deep sleep, REM sleep, and light sleep, and then benchmarks for what you should be getting for each based on your age. And after about a month of doing this, I'm proud to say I've been averaging about 7.5 hours a night, which is, I'm pretty sure, at least an hour more than I've been getting on, for a long time. And, I'm really trying to work now on just the quality of and getting the deep sleep amount up and REM sleep, which there are many different things you can do to, you know, help that, like caffeine, not getting on the computer before you go to sleep, late snacking, et cetera. But I'm doing okay with some of those. But I think the biggest takeaway right now is that I just kind of feel like it's improved my mood, my overall energy throughout the day, and my outlook in general. And I'm pretty sure my son, Phoenix, who's my guest on the show today, can attest to this. I've been using the steps tracker too. Some good info in there, but again, it's not a perfect measure. And some of the exercise or calories that it shows are not completely accurate. But you know, the thing about it is that I think if you're looking at it over the long term, you can kind of see the way the trends go. And one of the things I've picked up on is that I've been taking some drum lessons with Phoenix for the last couple of years. And so if I go down and practice for 45 minutes, I get about an extra 3,500 steps. So it's a bit of cheating, but it is also keeping me on track with playing drums. So it's probably not a bad thing. If this is your first time listening to Highway to Health, welcome. This is a podcast that is an exploration of our world through the lens of health. Through these conversations, you know, with some of the most brilliant and curious minds I know around the world of health, I hope that together we can find a better way to take care of ourselves, each other, and the planet. Today on the podcast, my son Phoenix will be here to share his insights on health from this 10th grade perspective. Before we get to that, though, a couple quick reminders. Highway to Health is now on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Buzzsprout, and Stitcher. So whether you're on a subway, a bus, a car, at your desk, walking the dog, cooking, or just killing time waiting for the polar vortex to pass, there's always an easy way to hear us. Also, I want to thank the new contributors that I've had this past couple weeks to the podcast. I really appreciate your support in helping me bring these conversations to more people. If you'd like to see this project grow and you haven't contributed yet, would you consider a monthly donation? You can donate as little as $1 a month by going to our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/highwaytohealth. And if you want to learn more about our mission with this podcast and its community, check out what I have to say on the 2-minute video on our Patreon page. When I started this podcast over 2 years ago, I had an idea to do more episodes geared towards young adults. With my son becoming a teenager, and as I found more teenagers coming to see me in my office for care related to depression and anxiety, and because there's just a lot I still remember about the challenges from that time in my life, I thought it would be something that would be really beneficial to start focusing more on what teens are going through. And as my son is getting further along in his teen years, he wanted to be included in this and share some of his perspective. You know, it's one of the most dynamic times in our lives with our bodies changing, surging hormones, compounded by middle school and high school social dynamics and demands of homework and preparation for college. It's one of those times that we seek to define ourselves and become independent. But, you know, they also need trusted adults with whom they can confide in. When Phoenix was around 8 years old, I had this epiphany that I should make sure that he understood that I was open to any question that he might have. And I explained that when he got older, he would continue to hear things from his friends or living in New York at the time, walking down the street or on a subway that might be confusing, and that he could ask me any question anytime and that I would never get upset no matter what the question was. I explained that I still remember a lot about being a kid, which was a shock to him, that I went through a lot as a teenager, and every day at my job I have conversations with people of all ages who tell me their stories, and I've heard just about everything, and there are very few things that shock me anymore. And so there was no question that would be off limits to him, and I think he got this. And you know, sometimes he would check in with me and ask, "Dad, can I ask you any question, right?" To which I would say, "Yeah, anything. Why, do you have a question?" And many times he'd say, "No, just checking." So he continued to ask questions over the years, and you know, it's getting to a point now where he's actually going through a lot. And if I'm to be honest, it's a lot of talking at times, but that's the part I feel like I signed on for here as a parent. And I know how fast these years go. So if you haven't listened to our first episode, I suggest going back to check it out. He's grown up a lot since then. You'll definitely hear the difference in his voice, and he's about an inch taller than me at this point. So the thread I see, though, between these two conversations spaced 2 years apart, which you know, there's a lot of water under the bridge in this, you know, teen period of time, is his insight and ability to not become overly involved in the drama and the tumultuous time period of these years. I think you're really going to enjoy this one with my son, Phoenix. So Phoenix, welcome back to the podcast.
Oh yeah, thank you so much.
I think it's been over 2 years since you were on. You've got a lot of fans out there, by the way. I've had a number of people saying that our podcast was one of their favorite podcasts.
Go figure.
And we had big plans to make this happen more often, but it has not come to fruition.
Just delayed and delayed constantly.
But we had a big couple of years this year.
Yeah, we got a house.
Big move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your voice has changed a little bit.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. We'll see. I think you might be right about that.
We can let people go back and compare the previous episode. I think it might have been episode 4 or 5 somewhere in the podcast.
Just compare all three of them.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about some stuff that teens are going through now that you are 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to health.
Mm-hmm.
And We've picked a couple of topics. Well, we might get off course a little bit if we find something fun to talk about. But the topic of conversation around the house lately has been pretty regular questions about vaping and of various forms.
Yeah, there's so many different types. You can't really like pinpoint one of them.
So what's it like in school? Where do you see the vaping going on?
So you don't really see it. I think it's more or less a thing that people my age try to do more secretly. Because again, the teachers are like are trying to like stop it. You know,
yeah,
they're trying to make sure it doesn't happen in the school. They're trying to do their best, and they're absolutely failing. They're just.
Do you see it happening in like bathrooms?
Literally in my class. In my class.
In the class.
In the class. What they're doing is they have the vape in their hand and they're covering with their arm. And then they bend down and they go, you know, they, and then they, when they breathe out, they don't breathe out any smoke. They go super slow. They go super slow so that nothing comes out.
And does it smell?
Of course.
And can you tell if it's has any substances in it?
You can't tell if it has nicotine, but you can definitely tell it's a vape when it's a vape.
Can you tell if there's weed?
You can, vapes don't usually have weed.
Yeah.
Weed is weed. So, I mean,
well, vapes do have it in a kind of oil form, but
not usually. But most people are in my grade has like, you know, mint, fruit, you know, mango.
And are their kids just vaping like flavored?
Oh yeah,
stuff. Totally.
They don't vape air. Like they don't just vape vapor. Of course they're gonna vape a flavor, right?
Yeah.
Usually it happens in the bathrooms. Again, there are few of my teachers are oblivious to it and like don't see it happening at all. And they're like, yeah. Oh, does someone have like perfume on? And like they're absolutely wrong. It's just terrible.
So they're a little out of the loop as far as what the smell might be.
But yeah, they're totally out of the loop sometimes. I think some of the younger teachers kind of know what's going on, but they don't want to be too strict about it because it doesn't usually happen often in the classroom. It's more or less in the bathrooms.
Okay. So the other question lately has been about, is it bad for you to vape?
I just don't think we know enough yet. I think it's just such a new thing. You can't be like, oh, it's bad. Yeah. Like we got to, again, there's like no long-term studies, right? This is a new thing.
Right.
There have been some studies that are like, okay, we got these chemicals. These chemicals aren't good for you. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Do you research it online?
No.
Using the Googles or?
Just word of mouth. My friend, he often, you know, he likes to keep a close eye on this just because he's concerned about it.
Does he vape?
No, he doesn't. He's strictly against it. Okay. I made a few jokes about it and he's like, no.
Not funny?
Not happening.
Okay.
Same goes for my other friends, but I think he's more focused on it than anyone else.
Okay.
He said that there was like a recent paper and it was like, whoa, these 50 chemicals in vapes can cause harm, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reality is like the body processes all sorts of chemicals and it can deal with those kinds of things. But the more that you add into your body, the more likelihood there is going to be something that causes a problem. And over time too, like you might not notice it when you're a teenager, but suddenly you're in your mid-20s and you're having like problems with your lungs or, you can't run very far anymore, those kinds of things. So
yeah, a lot of people have just been saying, don't vape, you know, the water vapor gets in your lungs and that's not good for you.
Right, you're not supposed to have water in your lungs.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. So how has the transition to high school been in general?
Fine.
10th grade this year.
It's easy.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal, but the transition was fine.
You're starting to do the college prep testing, which you kind of rocked, actually.
Yeah. I took a practice test online. I did better than I thought I would, especially for a first try.
Yeah.
But
did you have feel like you needed to prep for any of that stuff, or was it just something that you wanted to just try out?
I feel like something like that is kind of hard to prep. You know, because it's like so many
things.
Exactly. So many different topics. And, you know, like the ACT and the SAT, they're two different things, right?
Yeah.
I could take both. I could take one or the other. It doesn't matter which one I take.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I think taking that online practice test where you took one half of one and one half of the other kind of showed which one I would do better at.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a tough choice, though. Definitely. Yep. I could take both if I really wanted to, but yep. I'm not really sure.
How's the high school social scene? Is there any challenges with that?
So there have been a few fights here and there in the lunchroom, like they always are.
Yeah.
Down at Pershing. Which
How about this year? Last year there were some problems. This year?
This year there are also some problems.
Yeah.
Not as many as last year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Pershing Park, block away, you know. They at a park a block away.
People meet there?
They meet there and they fight there. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's kind of insane. They mainly don't do it during the winter because it's cold.
So they're not that tough.
They're not that tough. But yeah, it also because like half of it is sometimes like ice.
Yeah.
Like I walk by it a few times and there's just giant like ice rink. I want to call it an ice rink, but it's not.
It's just a big puddle
of ice. And I'm just like, don't want to deal with that.
That's not going to work. But you haven't had any issues?
Personally, no.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, there are things happening all around me that, you know, I'm not a part of, but I know what's going on.
You're seeing it.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not seeing it as often as I thought I would.
Okay, that's good. What about the dating scene? You have any friends who are dating yet?
I'm really surprised about that.
Huh.
I only know a few people who are dating.
Yeah.
You've had these relationships that have been going on for a long time.
Since when?
There's this one that just everyone knows about. Actually, it recently ended, but it started in 6th grade.
Wow.
6th to 10th. And, yeah, that's just...
That's serious.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
Do like girls and boys hang out together at this point?
Yeah, totally.
Just friends to go do stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not an issue.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's a tough thing. It's confusing, I'll say that. Just because you're like, well, you get a girlfriend in high school, makes sense. Some of us...
That's what you're used to seeing on TV and movies and stuff, right?
Also, you've had experiences like that too.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of expected.
Well, I wonder sometimes, like when I was younger, I don't necessarily think it's like necessary, but I think the practice at relationships is good.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably, if anything, that's what's probably concerning my friends the most, that they're not getting like the practice.
Right.
Again, they're not really concerned about it though. My friends, some of them are going to do PSEO, which is like an early program where you can join, where you can do college classes in 11th and 12th grade. And that really throws your social life out of whack.
Yeah.
Just because you're kind of half the time, maybe 3/4, you're at college and 1/4 of the time you're at school.
Right. And if you're focused on academics for another, you know, few years, then you get into college and you haven't had much dating experience, it could be kind of difficult, huh?
Yeah, it could be.
What about with friends? Do you feel like that's also like are people spending enough in-person time together, or is that something that's hard in high school too? Like, because you don't have a car, because you maybe just are texting instead of hanging out.
I think me and my friends hang out actually better than most people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I have a group of friends that I don't really hang out with a lot out of school. Yeah. It's more in school and texting.
Yeah.
I have another group of friends. We hang out a lot, you know, in school and out of school.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's good. Most people, especially boys, they really, really don't hang out very often, at least in person.
What about the girls?
The girls, I think, do it more often. You can definitely tell on their Instagrams. They will post about it.
Of them together?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just on there. Just like, oh, I had coffee with my friend. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure, I'm fine with that. Cool.
What about, will they Instagram pictures of them with boys?
Or is it no, just... I haven't seen that.
Okay.
Unless it's their boyfriend.
Ah, yeah.
Then yes. Otherwise, no, not really.
But that's pretty minimal at this point.
Yeah, it's not very often, to say the least.
So we had a little health challenge this year during soccer season.
Oh yeah, I got a concussion.
So what was tell me about your experience with that?
So it was the season. I started off a little rocky, but I got better, and we were playing our school rival. They're not that far away from us. Big game, and I was doing really good that game. You know, playing well, making some
goalkeeper.
That's right. Yes, I'm a goalkeeper. Probably should have said that. I'm a goalkeeper, making some saves, doing the stuff that I usually do, right? And then I come out and I punch this ball out, right? It goes right to the other team's player. He kicks it back in and I'm going up to catch it. I catch it, right? But then this dude comes in and runs into me.
Barreled over you?
Not barreled over me. I was jumping up. He more or less like ran into my body. And that forced me to like drop the ball and I fell backwards. And then my head just like whiplashed on the ground.
Yeah. And was it natural grass or
no,
AstroTurf?
It was stone. It wasn't even grass.
Ugh.
Where the goalkeeper box is, you know how like goalies stand in that area so much?
Yeah.
That the grass just gets so ruined and so bad that if it gets cold, which it was that day, it's just frozen.
But was it real grass?
Yeah, it was real grass. Okay. But it was pretty much stone.
So what did you feel like right after it happened?
I felt weird. I had like a headache, you know, my vision was a little blurry. I didn't forget anything.
How long did that go on for?
The blurry vision and stuff. It was like a, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. I felt like they kind of like gradually went down.
It seemed like the first week a little bit.
Yeah.
It was like the worst of it maybe.
Mm-hmm. I had to wear glasses because my vision was so off.
Oh yeah. Well, we weren't sure. We went and got your vision tested just to see if it was related to... Like if the blurry vision was, I think we kind of figured out that there were some there you, that you were a little bit nearsighted.
I was farsighted.
Farsighted, that's right. that might have helped, like the ongoing headaches, but maybe the concussion just sort of like brought up those symptoms because it just made eye strain happen a little bit easier.
I think it amplified it.
Yeah,
I think maybe I'm like, I don't wear glasses very often. I usually wear them for like computers or reading. Or at least that's what I'm supposed to wear. Right. Don't really wear them very often.
Right.
But still, sometimes that's when I'm supposed to wear it. Other times, I'm not really supposed to wear it because I'm farsighted. So other things would be fine for me.
So did you? What did you think of what's the school's policy
on concussions?
Yeah.
So we kind of skipped the policy a little bit, but I go in. We take this borderline test at the beginning of the school before soccer season starts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so that when I get a concussion, I can go back and take that test again. And the school physician, and she can compare the two to see if any noticeable changes.
Yeah. And you went back a couple times to see her, right? After the concussion?
So I went there. They were more like check-ins. They weren't really like, you know, things I had to do. They're more or less just check-ins.
What was the initial screen? What did they do?
Yeah, I took that test. That was my initial screen.
Right. I mean, what was involved in the initial screen?
I just took that test. That was it.
Like a written test?
No, it was online. We took an online test on a computer before the soccer season, and we do it again if we get a concussion.
Okay.
She also did some things with like a popsicle stick where I had to like look at it and, you know, up and down, left and right, and yada.
Checking your vision out?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she was like, okay, you got a concussion. I was like, oh, go figure.
Okay. But on the scale of things, probably not the worst thing, but also kind of just screwed up the whole season.
Yeah, I couldn't play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. So do you feel like that was the right thing to do, though?
You know,
or do you think you could have played?
I think I was like, oh, I feel great. And I was like 4 weeks in. But then the problem was that I just had these headaches every once in a while.
Yeah.
So really, I felt good, but I really shouldn't have played.
Right, because what if you have another concussion?
Exactly. My head is ruined.
The only problem is we tried to work on trying to get some headgear going, and you did not want it. You were not about the wearing headgear because nobody wears headgear.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. That's a rugby thing.
Right.
And even if it's like half the people.
So do you think people in soccer should have headgear on after this?
They should, but they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to understand that soccer is about like flair and style, right? People got like crazy haircuts.
The hair, it's all about the hair.
It's a big deal. The hair is a big deal. And partially cover it up with some thick band around your head.
Right.
Doesn't really help.
Right. Maybe they need to design something that's clear so you can still see the hair.
So then the thing like mats down parts of your hair. You got other parts, like pieces of hair just sticking out at it. That's terrible.
Okay. That was just an idea. So I was thinking maybe for future episodes, what do you think about inviting some people to ask questions? Would you be comfortable answering questions that older people or other teenagers might be interested in knowing about what's going on with you or with teenagers, get your opinion about things?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Just bring in my friends sometime. That'd be fun.
Yeah. You want to get some more people in here?
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'd be fine with that. Same goes for adults.
Yeah.
I'm sure they got a lot of weird questions. Like, what is vaping like? How does it work?
Do you feel like the communication isn't generally very good between parents and their kids?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I think it's really bad.
How are we doing?
I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty clear about things.
Yeah.
You know, I think kids lie to their parents a lot.
Yeah.
So I mean, I could totally exploit you if I really wanted to.
Yeah, you could. But I think so far, maybe we've got pretty solid like communication and trust going with each other. So,
oh yeah,
I don't think we've gotten too outraged by any question that you've ever had.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I asked too crazy of questions, do I?
No.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I mean, you asked mom if she smoked weed in high school.
Oh yeah, of course, of course. You got to ask those questions,
right? Don't you think kids should get the straight truth on those things?
When they're younger, it's kind of hard to tell, but when they get older,
yeah.
I think
at
it
your
makes
age,
sense. Yeah, totally,
yeah, I agree.
You know, makes sense.
Well, I think you're doing well so far.
yeah, I think I'm doing pretty good so far.
Well, we got to follow this up soon. I'm gonna let you start coming up with some material for these. And I think we're going to get you on the mic a little bit more here to do some vocal work for these podcasts.
Oh, yes, indeed.
All right. It's a team.
It is a team.
Until next time, over and out. Phoenix Ferrari, folks. What a great young man he's becoming. And I'm quite proud of him in many ways, but the thing I'm most proud of is that he's still a kind and thoughtful guy and really seems to want more than anything to just connect with people. I took him to get his hair cut recently with the woman who cuts my hair. He's seen her twice now, and just sitting there in the waiting area listening to him open up to her and connect with her is one of my more recent joys as a parent, and she seems to really enjoy him as well. And as Phoenix and I discussed at the end of our conversation, we'd like to take questions from you. Are there any things going on with young adults that you have questions about? Perhaps you have a young adult yourself and are struggling to understand a behavior or a term they're using, or maybe you are a teenager and are struggling to understand your peers or your teachers. Send us your questions or comments at jeremy@highwaytohealthpodcast.com. And also, don't forget, our contest at Highway to Health is still going on through the end of February. We'd like to hear about the work you're doing to improve the lives or our collective experience. I'll be picking one of your projects and have you here as a guest on Highway to Health to share your story and its mission. Don't be shy. More people need to hear about what you're doing. Email me at the same place, jeremy@highwaytohealthpodcast.com. Also, don't forget to check out our Patreon page to learn more about our mission here at Highway to Health. That's patreon.com/highwaytohealth. And if you could, you know, consider even a $1 monthly donation, it would really help us. Thanks for listening. Be good to yourself, be kind to each other, and take care of your planet. Be well, my friends.